Well, yes, friends, following that classic by our late great friend, Lulu Roman, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC 119 FM from downtown Kingston, Ontario, as well as throughout the Durham and Greater Toronto areas at www.oshawarocks.com. I'd also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly as well. And with that all mentioned, it was 73 years ago this coming New Year's that the legendary Hank Williams, Hiram Hank Williams, passed away at the age of 29. Some of the most heartfelt songs he ever recorded was as Luke the Drifter. So I would like to pay tribute to his Luke the Drifter recordings. Two of them, actually, as a double feature here. First of all, it's going to be the all-time classic called Pictures from Life's Other Side. And then we'll follow with another all-time favorite called Men with Broken Hearts. Now, I will dedicate these to two very good friends of mine. Of course, it's going out to our good friend up there in Niagara Falls, Bob Gardner, who actually seen Hank in concert in Toronto many, many years ago, back in the 50s. I think it was 1952 he seen him. And then we're also going to dedicate this to our good friend Peter Trenum of Pugwash, Nova Scotia. With that, I would like to wish both of these fine men a very happy new year. Welcome in, friends. Now here's Hank Williams.
In the world's mighty gallery of pictures hang the scenes that are painted from life. There's pictures of love and of passion, then there's pictures of peace and of strife. There hang pictures of youth and of beauty, of old age and the blushing young bride. They all hang on the wall, but the saddest of all are the pictures from life's other side. Just a picture from life's other side. Someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide that might have been happy someday. There's a poor old mother at home. She's watching and waiting alone, just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. It's just a picture from life's other side. The first scene is that of a gambler who had lost all his money at play. And he draws his dead mother's ring from his finger that she wore long ago on her wedding day. It's his last earthly treasure, but he stakes it. Then he bows his head that his shame he might hide. But when they lifted his head, they found he was dead. That's just a picture from life's other side. Now the last scene is that by the river of a heartbroken mother and babe. As the harbor lights shine and they shiver on an outcast whom no one will save. And yet she was once a true woman. She was somebody's darling and pride. God help her, she leaps, for there's no one to weep. It's just a picture from life's other side. You'll meet many just like me upon life's busy street, with shoulders stooped and heads bowed low and eyes that stare in defeat. Poor souls that live within the past, where sorrow plays all parts. For a living death is all that's left for men with broken hearts. You have no right to be the judge, to criticize and condemn. Just think, but for the grace of God, it would be you instead of him. One careless step or thoughtless deed, and then the misery starts. And to those who weep, death comes cheap, these men with broken hearts. Oh, so humble you should be when they come passing by. For it's written that the greatest men never get too big to cry. Some lose faith in love and life when sorrow shoots her darts. And with hope all gone, they walk alone, these men with broken hearts. You've never walked in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes, or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. Some were paupers, some were kings, and some were masters of the arts. But in their shame, they're all the same, these men with broken hearts. Life sometimes can be so cruel that a heart will pray for death. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So help your brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God that made you made them too, these men with broken hearts.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time to take our weekly trip down east to the Maritimes of Canada. And with that mentioned, I would also like to put on some patriotic songs to all us Canadians back here at home. Now, this past year, has been very trying to be a Canadian, but it has also been a good time to be a proud Canadian, as we have been faced with a lot of hardships and a lot of trying times because of our leaders. With that mentioned, I'd like to dedicate these 3 songs to all us true Canadian fans. With that, we're going to pay tribute to an all-time classic by Stompin' Tom Connors called Believe in Your Country. We'll then follow with another all-time favorite called I Wouldn't Take $1 Million for a Single Maple Leaf, and that was recorded by, of course, our good friend Michael T. Wall, the King of the Newfies. And then we'll follow with another all-time favorite, this time by none other than a man who we just heard of this year, and it's going to be Chad Matthews of Prince Edward Island, and his all-time, well, it's actually a newer song called 51st State, eh? With that, we'd like to dedicate these, yes, to all us Canadians back here at home. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Goodbye, Jim and Jackie. Goodbye, John and May. We hate to see you leaving, bound for the USA. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. I know the times are changing, factories closing down. But if you stay and help us, we can turn these things around. But if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And while our politicians divide our precious land, we speak in French and English, but they still don't understand. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. They trade our jobs away, and we don't need no zeros to come and help us save the day. So if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. And if you should find your heaven where stars and stripes are flown, you'll learn to stand more proudly than you ever stood back home. And they'll tell you that your country must come before yourself, or you'll have to serve your country by living somewhere else. So goodbye, Jim and Jackie, goodbye, John and May. We hope that you'll be happy living in the USA. 'Cause if you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else. If you don't believe your country should come before yourself, you can better serve your country by living somewhere else.
In my opinion, this is the greatest song ever written about Canada. My thanks to Roy Payne for writing a great song.
I've seen a lot of sadness in the countries of this world. I've seen the starving faces of a million boys and girls. I walked the war-torn countrysides and the bloody, battered streets, where young men fought and died because they wanted to be free. And as I watched my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this country that I'm living in. There are no cries of fighting soldiers dying on our streets. I wouldn't take $1 million for a single maple leaf. When you think you've got troubles, just listen to the news, and I'm sure you'll realize, my friends, your troubles, they are few. Compared to those of others in the countries of this world, we live in a paradise, a rare and priceless pearl. Yes, friends, we've got so much to be grateful for all across this land, from the mighty Pacific Ocean to the shores of Newfoundland. So tonight, when your children pray down on their knees, you ask them to ask God to bless Canada and forever keep her free. And as I watch my children playing freely with their friends, I thank God for this beautiful country that we're living in. There are no cries of fighting soldiers dying on our streets. I wouldn't take $1 million for one single maple leaf. I wouldn't take $1 million for one single maple leaf. Thank you.
We've got this good old country. It's better than the rest. The people, places, and scenery, like no others, I'll confess. Some people want to change it and call it as their own. This makes me so darn angry, and I know I'm not alone. So let's keep our meat and veggies. Let's keep our gas and oil. We're kind, we want to share it before it gets spoiled. So listen, all Canadians, when you get to the pearly gates, you can tell the big guy upstairs they can keep their 51st state. The red and white still flying high, strong, proud, and free. The greatest country in the world for all of us to see. So we'll keep our ketchup and mayo. We'll keep our cars and freight. Oh, in case you have forgotten, you can keep your 51st state. So let's all stick together and never back down. We're rough and tough and able, and we won't be thrown around. From the Rock to the Rockies and everywhere in between, be proud of our land, stand up for our land. So smile and be happy and try not to hate. We really don't want it. You can keep your 51st state. Yeah, cheers. You can keep your 51st state.
This is recording artist and DJ Peter Trenum from Nova Scotia. You've got my friend Johnny Woodlock here on the Wayback, where you'll find the very best in country music.
To be ever with the Lord, you and me.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to a collection of high lonesome sounds from the legends of bluegrass music that I have met this past summer at the bluegrass festivals in Ottawa and the surrounding area, including the wonderful South Grenville Bluegrass Festival and also Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival, both which I am very honored to work with each and every year. I'd also like to dedicate these next three songs in memory of the founder of the South Grenville Bluegrass Festival, who sadly passed away this past October, Kim Wallace, a dear friend of ours and our program. So in honor of him and all those friends we have met this year at the Bluegrass Festivals, it'll be first the legendary Rhonda Vincent and her all-time classic called Is the Grass Any Bluer? And just a heads up that I did meet Rhonda this past year, and it was a true honor to finally get to meet her after having her on the show several different times. Then we're going to pay tribute to a song by the band The Rockhearts and a song called Starry Southern Nights, and we wrap up with Larry Stevenson and his classic called Weep Little Willow Weep. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and yes, these are our offerings for our bluegrass fans for this New Year's weekend. Welcome in, friends.
Playing a waltz, the old man stumbled from his chair. A sad smile flashed across his face as his mind drifted somewhere. He made his way through the crowd to an empty dance floor. gently took his lover's hand. He fell in love with her once more. He held her tightly in his arms. Beneath those shining neon lights, like he did when they were kids, under the starry southern nights. He whispered, "Dear, I love you, and I will till I die." And now he's waltzing with her memory beneath the starry southern last note. Then his eyes filled up with tears. Although they dance here every night, his one true love's been gone for years. He whispered, "Dear, I love you, and I will till I die." And now he's waltzing with her memory beneath the starry southern nights. And now he's waltzing with her memory beneath the starry southern nights.
Sad-eyed, barefoot and dirty, too young to be so alone. He knew her name was Willow. He knew that the street was her home. She asked, "Mister, could you spare a dollar? Sure could use something to eat." She put on her bravest of smiles as she wiped at the tear on her cheek. "So weep, little Willow, weep. Your angels are working, child, on your safe keep. Won't be left alone. Put your little mind at ease. Weep, little Willow, weep. Weep, little Willow, Mama. She lives way up in the clouds, and she's always watching her willow. You see, Mama, she's watching me now. I had a dream, she sent me an angel. Mister, could that dream come true? That's when he spread out his wings and lifted her up. He said, your mama is waiting on you. So weep, little willow, weep. Your angels are working, child, on your safe keep.
You were never alone, and you never will be.
I'm Bill White of the White Pine Bluegrass Band, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Keep right on listening and enjoy the good music.
Sawmill Road, down on Sawmill Road. When I die, I'll take my rest down on Sawmill Road.
Well, yes, friends, once again, I would like to welcome a very special guest of honor who I had the opportunity to have on our program this past November. With that mentioned, this is our final interview guest of honor on our Way Back Year in Review celebration. However, it is our last interview for 2025. However, it won't be any less important. because this man truly is keeping alive the legacy of his beloved father, Ferlin Husky. And with that mentioned, I would like to now invite y'all to turn up your volume as we pay tribute to 10 minutes of a 30-minute interview with our good friend, Terry Preston Husky, from November. Just a reminder that this past third of this month, December 3rd, would have marked Ferlin's 100th birthday. So with that, here's Terry Preston Husky. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic by Ferlin called Eli the Camel. With that, welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. So let's go back. What was it like growing up as the son of Ferlin?
Really, it was just, well, it was kind of different in some ways as far as, you know, the not everybody's dad on the block was an entertainer, but he was still just dad to us. You know,
yes.
He was never... The best part about my father, I think, was that he was so genuine, like with all of my childhood friends growing up. He was almost like a dad to everybody in the neighborhood.
See. And was his split personality ever a problem? I know he did the Simon Crum thing as well.
Yeah, no, that was never a problem. It was actually a lot of fun because he was very, very... quick-witted all
okay.
the time. It was like me and my sisters, we talk about it all the time. He was on like constantly, even around the house. He would do the Simon character. He would talk behind the walls as Simon and try and fool us whenever we were little kids, like he was having a whole conversation with someone else. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, he always had a really good time with it. But
I see.
Yeah, Simon was a total, he was a totally different part of my dad, but he was dad was just entertaining all the way around, but the Simon thing just brought everything into a lot funnier aspect of different situations that we might be having.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah.
So your father would have celebrated his centennial birthday on December 3rd, born 1925.
Yeah.
What was his childhood like growing up?
Well, he was the son of a barber, a part-time barber and sharecropper. So he didn't have a lot growing up. You know, they grew up during that time of the Depression. But he was one of four kids.
Mm-hmm.
Was very he did a lot of hunting and things like that when he was a boy. He was also very entertaining. That you know, his parents and everybody found out that he was really good at singing and playing guitar and telling jokes, even having little characters that he made up.
Of course, yes.
As a little boy, that they all knew that he had something that a lot of kids didn't have,
and a gift.
So.
Exactly.
So a lot of his family just kind of they really knew automatically that he was born to be something special.
For sure. I see. Yes.
So.
And so, where did the music love come from?
Well, he grew up, you know, his grandfather was a minister.
Okay.
They were very very spiritual family. So. They went to church a lot. They sang, a lot of gospel hymns.
Okay, and so you say it was from his grandfather's church that the love come from.
Well, yeah, a lot of the music did. And then, too, they were, you know, then they had radio. That he listened to a lot of radio programs. Like,
yes.
Like Little Orphan Annie and Lum and Abner.
Okay, yes, of course.
Yeah,
yes.
all of those shows that he really, because they didn't watch them, you know, they didn't have televisions, but everybody, he loved sports. So they, you know, they listened to a lot of boxing matches, and he was really big into boxing and loved baseball, any kind of sports, but mainly, and he listened to the Opry, you know, they listened to the Opry a lot.
Of course,
but
yes.
He was very, he knew at an early age that, you know, that's kind of what he wanted to do, because he would listen to the radio shows and he would start to imitate some of the people on the commercials and some of the characters on the different radio comedy radio shows
okay.
that he would listen to. he was very in tune with that.
I see. Okay. And so in the early days, he also recorded under the name that you took as a birth name, Terry Preston.
Yeah. He was doing shows out in California with, I don't know if you remember, the old entertainer used to play a drunk. His name was Foster Brooks way back in the day.
Okay.
He did a lot of the Dean Martin variety stuff and did a lot of comedy shows, but they worked together. And when Dad was playing music, he was using the name Ferlin Husky, and they were saying, you know, you should actually try and find you a stage name because Ferlin Husky sounds too made up.
I see. Yeah.
Made him up a name. And it came out. He started recording under the name at first called Tex Terry, and then he recorded it under the name Terry Preston, which is the name that him and Foster Brooks came up with.
Okay.
So then that's how that came to be. And then later on, when he started working for Capitol Records, he just decided he wanted to go back to his real name.
His birth name.
And then the rest is history.
I see. Okay. So, of course, a song is called Dear John Letter. How did that one get recorded?
Well, he did that with Gene Shepherd.
Yes.
I'm not sure, like, all of the main specifics on that,
mm-hmm.
As far as, like, how they were presented with the song. But I know Fuzzy Owens wrote it, and they asked. Actually, Dad discovered Gene playing at some show, and he actually, you know, wanted her to start singing and doing some recordings with him. And when she did, that song is just so historical.
It's very
phenomenal.
True.
Everybody just loves that song, but and it really hit home, you know, to a lot of people because that was actually, you know, things that were actually happening back, you know, during the Korean War and everything.
Exactly. Yes, so, it sure was.
Yeah. So, but they actually they hit it off. They were just like brother and sister. They did a lot of shows together, you know, and worked a lot. She's a Hall of Famer also.
Yes, she is. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. But that song right there, there's just some you know, sometimes two people will get together and they'll create something, and it's just...
And it's a lasting one, for sure, yes.
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about a song called Eli the Camo? That's how I really got involved with your father's music.
Yeah, he wrote Eli the Camel. That's one of my favorites too. I love that one. But it's just to say it because Dad used to smoke Camel cigarettes.
And okay.
You know, Dad, you know, he was a World War II vet and everything, and everybody from that generation, you know, they'd roll their own cigarettes.
Of course.
So he was either rolling the Prince Albert cigarettes or he smoked those Camels with no filters on them.
I see.
Or Lucky Strikes or whatever it was. But anyway, he had those sitting up on the dashboard of his truck one day, he said, and he just decided that, you know, that he said, I wonder what's actually, you know, he said that Camel just looked so lonely. He felt so bad for him, you know, that picture of him. So he wrote the song about the Camel.
And it's a legendary song for sure. One of my all-time favorites. Yes.
Yep, mine too.
So, of course, we had mentioned about Simon Crumb. How did that character come about?
So the Simon Crumb thing actually kind of started... He always told me that he used to do that kind of thing when he was a kid, when he would actually go, when he would go out to milk cows in the barn.
Oh, okay.
And it's still dark at night, so, and he'd have to go out there by himself, and he would create his own characters to talk to while he was out there doing it. And the Simon Crumb thing actually came because he had an uncle, named Simon.
Oh, okay.
And he was, that's how kind of he got the name, but he, the voice and the characteristics and everything, he started doing some DJ work out in California, and he kind of was playing along with it and came up with the character, and when they talk, it sounds like two people talking, carrying on a conversation.
Exactly.
So he was actually, you know, one of those people that just, he could just play off of himself as far as just making up a conversation and making up a little comedy bit. So it actually came kind of from radio, of him doing like all night disc jockey stuff.
And do you have any favorite stories about that character?
About Simon?
Yes.
Well, you know, my uncle tells the story when he, because my uncle and my mother, they worked at a place called The Flame in Minneapolis, and that's where my dad met my mom. And a couple of years later, after dad playing there a lot, they went on tour with him. My uncle played bass and drove the bus for him. And my uncle said there was one time where he got in a fight with Simon on the bus. They got in a verbal altercation, and they ended up, he made my uncle stop the bus, and dad and Simon got off the bus and actually were rolling around in the grass fighting.
Oh, wow.
And then so dad gets back, and everybody's just laughing, having a good time with it. And so dad gets back up in the bus, and he said, just go. He said, I'm done with him. I don't want him around me anymore.
I see.
He said, he's just no good for me. I don't want to deal with Simon anymore. So they get going down the road, and everybody's having a good time with it. My uncle said we literally got about 25 miles down the road, and dad said, okay, I can't do this. I feel bad. Turn around. We got to go back and get him. He said, are you kidding me? He's like, no. He said, stop the bus. Turn it around. We got to go back. He said, he's been with me all my life. I can't just leave him out there like that.
I see. Okay.
So he literally stopped the bus and turned it around. They drove 25 miles back to where that was, and he picked up Simon, and they still fought, I guess.
Yes, there, for sure. Yes, yes.
But see, you got to realize that back then, people would do things, the crazy things that they would do, just because, you know, there was no internet, there was nothing like that. So
exactly.
Stories was how people kept their careers alive, really. And it's things like this, it's the funny stories and the crazy things that people did is what kept people intrigued, and that's what sold, you know, that's why people wanted to come see live performances.
That's true.
People's records, yes. Was because of those stories. So it was something else, man, that he played it to the T.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, I'm very proud of him and everything, that he was just such a great dad. And, you know, he was married 4 times, but all of us, and he had 10 children.
Okay.
But what's crazy is, you know, a lot of times siblings from other mothers, they don't get along very
well.
That's
true, yes.
That's never been the case with our family.
I see.
Dad was always adamant that you never use the word half-brother or half-sister with any of them. And we were always together on holidays and things like that. And we still are. We're all still that close.
I see. Okay. So it's a very tight-knit family then.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Yep.
Yeah.
Even if it was, you know, different kids from different wives, we were all still one big family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for a wonderful conversation, and I'd love to do it again sometime with you down the road.
Okay, Johnny, I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Take care now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And stay safe. Yeah. Yeah. Bye-bye.
You too. Uh-huh. Bye.
Now there's an old brown camel on a cigarette pipe. He's waiting for his master, but he ain't come back. He's been standing there for years in the same old place, with the same old look upon his old long face. Eli the camel, he never gets a drink. I wonder what old Eli thinks, standing on the front of a cigarette pack. Eli the camel with the hump up on his back. And wondered what his master did when he went behind that big pyramid. Some say he got a sunstroke and the old man died, but I think he's at the hotel on the other side. I think he found a harem and he moved on in, forgot all about his faithful friend. Standing on the front of a cigarette pack, Eli the camel with the hump upon his back. Eli the camel, he never gets a drink. I wonder what old Eli thinks, standing on the front of a cigarette pack. Eli the camel with the hump upon his back. He never gets no lovin' and he don't have any fun. He keeps right on standin' in the burning sun, standin' all the time on his
cigarette pack. Eli the camel with the hump upon his back. If old Eli could talk, well, I bet my boots to you, he could tell the world a thing or two. He's been all around the world and back, riding on the front of a cigarette pack. Eli the camel, he never gets a drink. I wonder what old Eli thinks, standing on the front of a cigarette pack. Eli the camel with the hump upon his back.
Now, friends, before we say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Whitlock Show for 2025, I would like to dedicate, in loving memory of my late grandmother, Mabel of Alberta, a song that came out many years ago by Stompin' Tom Connors, the king of Canadian country music, who did a song called Alberta Rose. Now, we lost Grandma on February the 27th of this past year at the age of 88, just a week after her 88th birthday. So, in loving memory of my grandmother out West, my dad's mother, it's going to be an all-time classic by Stompin' Tom Connors called Alberta Rose, going out to Grandma Mabel. And we'll be back following this. Send us all home. Welcome in, friends.
Alberta means so much to me. Every time I play my old guitar, a melody, a song. And Rose, I know you're waiting out Alberta way for me to come back home and settle down. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the rolling foothills far away, and the songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Rose, I hear your name tonight as Alberta lures my soul on the westerlies that whisper in my window. You're home alone and waiting for that sunny day. Well, darling, tell your heart I'm on my way. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the rolling foothills far away, and the songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the rolling foothills far away, and the songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Alberta Rose.
Now, friends, it's once again that time in the program to say so long from the Way Back with Johnny Whitlock Show for another year of music and great memories. With that mentioned, I would like to thank each and every one of you for your continued support for this past year, 2025. Without you, I would not be able to do this program. And without your listenership, I would not be able to be who I am today. With that, I would like to pay tribute to some gospel favorites as we take us all home on this New Year's weekend. I'd also like to say that as we unfold the year of 2026 coming up, it will be my 10th year on the airwaves of CFRC 101.9 FM. And with that, I would also like to once again thank each and every one of our special friends for the past 10 years of broadcasting. I look forward to many years coming up in broadcasting as well, but just a very special and a very happy new year to each and every one of you listening in. May 2026 be a year of happiness and also good health to each and every one of you, and a year of music and memories. With that, may we gather next year, same great time, same great place, 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM, as we pay tribute to many more legends of Canadian and American country music coming up in the 2026 year. Now, just a reminder that we will be paying tribute to one last song by Ross Clow here, who passed away on May 29th at the age of 90. And from Ross Clow, it's going to be his all-time classic that he recorded and also wrote called He Put His Loving Arms Around Me. Now, we will follow that with an all-time classic called Auld Lang Syne, and is performed by Boxcar Willie today. May each and every one of you have a blessed weekend, and also may we gather again next week, same great time, same great place, over CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. So long for now, friends, and Happy New Year out there to each and every one of you listening in.
Life, I felt the Spirit calling, and the feeling of a better way. I took the chance and went His way rejoicing.
My life feel like it was worth living.
songbirds are singing, the dell seems to say, gone,
they have gone home,
gone home.
Of pure gold. They left one by one as their work here was done.
Gone,
they
home.
Have gone home.
Gone
they
home.
They have gone home.
Sadly,
they have gone home,
gone
they
home.
They have gone home. They join the heavenly fold. They're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one as the work here was done.
Gone
they have gone home,
gone home.
They
car number two, there's happiness, prosperity, and look, there's love. peace and harmony, and the baby engineer is waving. Happy New Year, everybody! Happy New Year!
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me. How the time did fly.
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with most, Johnny Whitlock, reporting for Way Back with Johnny over this great channel. The previous show does not represent anything associated with the channel heard on. It is a sole associate of Whitlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. With that, have a great day, and we'll catch y'all next week. So long, friends.
It's hard to find the words I want to say, but friends, I'll try. God bless you all and keep you till we meet again. Goodbye.